I wait for you in the dark bar of this 5-star hotel in Midtown. It's all been arranged. And a thrill runs through me as I think about what's in store for me. And I feel myself get wet as I think about you. Finally, a man who understands exactly how I need to be treated and is willing and able to do it in every sordid detail. I stand in the darkest part of the bar, knowing that you'll be able to find me, that you know exactly how I'm dressed. I'm wearing a short, tight, black dress with black thigh highs and high heels. The dress is low cut and I have nothing on underneath. I look elegant, but I am dressed to be fucked. I sip my whiskey as I wait, rubbing my thighs together in an effort to keep my cum from leaking too far down my legs. My pussy is aching, and I hope you'll show up soon. I so fucking need this. Oh, and without warning, I feel someone pressing up against me from behind, and I feel large hands firmly grasping my hips. Oh, I feel your hard cock pressing up against my ass, and you whisper, "Hello, whore," and I gasp, pushing my ass back against your cock, and I feel my little pussy. Oh, gosh. You move your hands to the front of my dress. You fondle my breasts. Gently at first. And then you twist my nipples. Hard. Causing me to let out a low moan, which I do my best to stifle so I won't draw attention to us in the bar. You slip a hand under my dress from behind. You start at my knee and slowly move your hand up my inner thigh. And your hand gets wet from my pussy. Slip your middle finger into my cunt and start to massage my clit with another finger. Oh, fuck. And I let myself fall back against you. So you finger fuck me. And I feel myself getting so close. And you keep rubbing my clit relentlessly. At the last possible moment, you stop and moan in frustration as you pull your hand out from under my dress. You put your wet hand over my face, spreading my cum across my face, my mouth, and then you press the finger that was in my pussy into my mouth, and I immediately suck it clean, and you whisper, "Good girl." Oh, and I let out another moan, responding to the rush that those words give me, and you you ask me if I taste like a cheap slut, no. No, I taste expensive. But I need to be fucked like I was bought cheap. You say that can be arranged. You can call me Daddy. Now let's go up to your room, baby girl. Oh! And as discreetly as I can, I straighten my dress and I lead you out of the bar towards the elevators, leading you to my hotel room so that you can fuck me and use me there. Makes me feel so owned. My pussy is so wet that I actually look down at the floor to make sure I'm not dripping as I walk. We get to the elevator and we're alone. As soon as it closes, you shove me against the wall, facing it. You pull up my dress, exposing my smooth bare ass, and you start to spank me hard. Ah! Fuck! Oh, and you stop slapping me. Oh, fuck! And you stop slapping. Down at the floor, and I follow your eyes, and I see that I have actually dripped cum onto the floor of the elevator. And without warning, you grab me by the hair and you force me down onto my hands and knees, and you force my face close to the floor. Clean up your mess, little slut. Pleasure and humiliation. I stick out my tongue and I lick up every drop off of the floor. And when I'm done, you pull me up into the standing position. And the door opens at my floor and we walk out. I open the door to my room and we walk in. Oh, you immediately act like you own the place. You tell me to stand by the door and wait. You fix yourself a drink and sit on the couch. After a while, you look up at me. Tisk tisk, little fuck pet. Fuck pets. Your clothes and take those off now. I immediately comply, removing my heels, pulling off my dress, pulling off my thigh highs one at a time. And then you tell me to lie on the floor, flat on my belly, and my face flushes with humiliation as I do what I'm told. But my pussy is throbbing and soaked. Oh! And I wait there, naked, lying face down on the floor, my pussy leaking onto the floor of the hotel room. That's a good girl, you say. Now crawl over to Daddy. I get on my hands and knees, and I look at my cum on the floor, and I look at you, and you nod, and I immediately lick it all up, and I crawl across the floor until I'm in front of you on the couch, and you tell me to kneel in front of you. tell me to undress you. And I take off your clothes. And I pull off your socks. And unbutton your shirt. And take off your pants. Ah. Oh. And you lay back slightly on the couch. And you spread your legs. And you say, "Surface daddy, baby girl." Take your hard cock in my hand. Oh. Running my fingers gently over the sensitive part, just below the tip. And I lick your balls. And I take them into my mouth. Wet and messy. And you scoot forward on the couch, spreading your legs. And I know what this means. Down lower, and I use my tongue to explore the entrance to your ass, and I flatten my tongue and I look all around your ass. Oh, and I move between your ass and your balls, getting everything wet and sloppy while continuing to stroke your cock with my hand. And I slip my little tongue into your ass. And your moans of pleasure make me feel like such a good girl. And as I surface your ass, you ask me, "What are you, baby girl?" And without a moment's hesitation, I say, "I am daddy's little whore." Oh, yes you are. Yes you are. And you stand up. The ground and my ass in the air and my hands behind my back. Oh. This is your fuck slut position, you explain. Do not move a muscle from this position without permission. Oh. And you get down on your knees behind me and you start to finger fuck me and rub my clit. And I moan with pleasure, but I don't move. I don't move. I want to be such a good girl and obey. And I feel the tip of your cock against the entrance to my ass. And the pressure in my pussy and on my clit make my ass open like a flower. And you slowly work your cock in. And I moan in a combination of pain and pleasure. I don't move as you start to fuck my ass. And the pain turns mostly up to pleasure. As you move in and out of my incredibly tight ass, and I take it like a good girl. I take daddy's cock in my ass like a good girl, and you start to move faster. Oh, and your breathing quickens, and your moans intensify. And finally, you hold your cock at its deepest point in my ass, and I feel you spasm inside me, filling me with cum. By the hair, whipping my head around, pulling my head down between your legs, as you lay back against the couch and you say, "Clean me up, little slut." And without hesitation, I take your cock into my mouth and suck you clean. And now you pull my head up into your lap and you stroke my hair. And I curl up with you and doze, because I am such